The last time I saw Alan Toussaint was here in New Orleans, just a couple of months ago. We were talking yet again at his piano. The subject was songwriting.
I love optimism kind of songs, optimistic attitudes about things. I always think things are going to get better. My hope towards what can be here is always paramount for me. If I wind up that's my legacy, I would be very happy.
I mean, when you were growing up, obviously you got in the business so young, you were still growing up, but you know, were there songs like that for you to be encouraged by?
I hadn't paid attention because I heard so many different things. And when I started playing the piano and taking on music, anything I heard, especially if there was a piano in it, I thought, everyone out there who plays know this except me, so I better get started. So without thinking of what it meant, I have to play that. I have to learn that, whatever it had to say. So I can't say I deliberately wanted to make these happy songs or positive songs. But apparently somewhere, like the song say, in my youthful childhood, something good must have come my way. There had to be something that caused me to have so many and so much of that attitude in me, but I can't pinpoint it. I must say that I had wonderful parents, for one thing. I had real cool parents, and they loved like everyone else loved. But I like to say also they liked me, and I felt that. And that's a positive kind of feeling. And in their own way, they encouraged me to do what I was doing and even admired what I was doing, even though it was on a very innocent scale, because I wasn't taking any grand courses anywhere. But in our humble way, it was rich. So I must assume that some of the positive element must have been breathed there.
Must have been.
Yeah.
Must have been.
Yeah.
And all, because when you think about some of the musical heroes that you've mentioned in the past, like Professor Longhair, for instance, you know, I mean, this is a fellow who toiled and toiled and toiled,
yeah,
and never seemed to get ahead until the very end.
Interesting, Professor Longhair. He is something. I know what you mean. It's just that his music was so off the beaten path. People far removed from the local area didn't know what to do with it, because there's a general mode of how the country feels sometimes. A general thing that this is the mode of the day, and this is how the hit parade is going on out there. And then somewhere on the side of all that razzmatazz going on, there was a Professor Longhair with this other really rowdy groove with some different rules. And people, it didn't fit into the dances that other people were doing. They would have to stop doing what they were doing and wonder, what should I do with this? But I'm having a good time. They got that. I'm going to keep this. But Professor Longhair was so wonderful, till even those who got him second and third hand, that music that they got as a byproduct of Professor Longhair went and outsold him by far. And I understand that, because people didn't have to dig so deeply in their soul to find out what to do about it. Professor Longhair, here's something closer to them, even though it has an element of Professor Longhair in it. And that's all right, because sometime when geniuses come along, because that word is thrown around many times just because people are successful, but I don't think success has anything to do with calling a person a genius, because I think Professor Longhair is by far a genius. But so many times they're so misunderstood, even in science or in visual arts. But the other people who are mainstream, they can go on to the top. They're right in the mode of the people. But Professor Longhair has so much for us who was his disciples, till the world would have a big hole in it. I'm not interested in that life, how that life would be without Professor Longhair.
Can you just talk a little bit about Tipitina and Me? This is a song that you recorded after Katrina as well. Is that right?
Yeah. I had been playing Tipitina and Me long before Katrina, because it's Professor Longhair, and I've taken most of his pieces and did another version of them, because I love him dearly. His playing, I love his concept. He's a whole package. The way the man looked, the way he walked, and the way he talked with that old gravelly voice, his nacula, which we call vernacular, his edumacation, which we call education. The man, there was a whole package. He could have made a hip dictionary, a new dictionary, that would have been very entertaining and fun. He had lyrics in some of his songs. We're gonna tip a trilla, mile of water, chala, chala, drinking mellow, mellow wine. And for some reason, you know what that mean at the time. And he means it very much. He's not smiling or giggling or anything. He means what he's saying. Come on, boy, we're going down the trail. You see, I call her early yesterday morning. She come late in the afternoon. She say, wait a minute, Daddy, I've been talking to the man in the moon. You know her mind is gone. And no doubts about it. I call her and say, baby, where the light go? When the light go out, we in the little old dark. Well, that's not much, but that's Professor Longhair.
But when you reimagine his songs, for instance, like Tipitina, which is a song that, to many fans, is a joyful, very joyful song, but you reimagine it in minor chords and sort of flesh out a whole different side to the song that many people didn't anticipate.
Oh, yes. Again, I say about most of his songs that I know, and I know many of them, almost as many as him, I've done that to most of his songs, and I find the same joy in all of them. And his lyrical content also, and little words that goes in the middle, those little throwaway things. Jack took his old lady to go out, he wanted to take her to a ball. When he got in a taxi cab, he put his arms around her neck and he knocked the wig off. What was that? What just happened there? You know, stuff like that. As far as the Tipitina and Me, that is very precious to me. That feels as sincere as Bach or Mendelssohn or anyone else. And I even put a different melody on his intro. And when we did it with Elvis singing, and he sung that melody. Good heavens, that's a marvelous question. Well, it's like letting a child go sometimes, you know. They don't know everything. Who knows everything? But it's time to let go. Well, that happens in music sometimes. If you have a primary idea you want to sell in a melody, everything else should complement that primary theme. That's when you're probably through. But when you got a lot of facilities to work with, sometimes you overdo it. I can remember as a very young man, I used to overwrite my horn parts because I love horns. I mean, if the singer was singing, he had better get out the way because some horns gonna be there. But that's not good writing. Economical writing is better. Burt Bacharach and Hal Davis had quite a career. And Burt Bacharach had some things that were so wonderful, very intellectual, but very, very simple. He knew when enough was enough.
It's true. It's like that song, Spread Your Wings for New Orleans, you know, okay. Kentucky Bluebird. That it's so simple. It's not easy to sing, but it's so simple. Yeah. But it's you just know it immediately when you
messes hear it. Them up.
Mm-hmm, yeah. The opening.
Yeah. It's a wonderful profession we're in. There's always somewhere to go, and inspiration is magic, it's spiritual, it's godly. And then, of course, you have a toolbox that you use sometime. You just go in your toolbox, the reservoir, and get started and leave the door open so God can pass through, you know. Yes.
Well, let me ask you this. Would you be interested in playing a song for us?
So many, many sweet memories, oh yeah. Yes, you did, baby. But like old man River, I'll just keep right on the rolling. But it will never be the same without you. No, no, no. Nighttime, find me counting diamonds in the sky. Then I turn on my radio with the volume intermittently low. It's so good listening to old records and thinking about you, nobody but you. It's so nice, oh yeah. A fizzing soda on ice and thinking about you. You, 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 you. Thinking about you. Yes, it is. Listen to old records.
That was Alan Toussaint speaking in August. Before we parted that day, he sang one last song. It was by yet another songwriter he admired, Jesse Winchester, who died in 2014. Toussaint's version of Winchester's I'll Wave Bye-Bye is one of my favorite songs, and he knew it. Ladies and gentlemen, Alan Toussaint.
You know that one.
Just out on the harbor, all the ships asleep. Maybe one cold watchman walks a lonely beat. And way out on the water, a ship is on a sail. leaping wavy starlight, and a dreamer in her sail and her trail. And I'll wait, bye-bye, I pray, Godspeed, oh, I wish, lovely weather, more luck than you need. You'll only sail in circles, so there's no need to cry. No, I'll be, see you again one day, and then I'll wave bye-bye, 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 I'll wave bye-bye.
Wonderful man.